I wonder if you've ever found modern life sort of overwhelming, just thought, oh, just got to throw it all in, just get on the road. Erwin and Monique van Viet were two adventurers. They'd settled down to run a ranch, and yes, a ranch in Western Australia. But after 15 years, the life they'd sort of built around them wasn't working for them. So they did something you might call radical. They sold everything but the truck, two horses and their dog, and they hit the road. They're now 14 months into a trip around Australia, and they've crossed the Nullarbor, the Snowy Mountains, and they've just spent a few days fixing their truck right here in the nation's capital. And with every step, they're aiming to raise awareness of Beyond Blue and just rediscover their joy for life. Erwin joins me this morning. Hello, Erwin.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, you sound like the happiest bloke in the world out there at Hall Showgrounds.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place to be. Sun's coming up, horses are being fed, dog is running around, birds are flying through the air. So yeah, what more can you want?
What's the journey been like so far? How long have you been on the road?
We've been on the road about 14 months. When we started, I was in a bad place. So we try to be happy, and you know, you can fake it until you make it, but each step of the way, it just keeps getting brighter, I guess. So I think it took me about 3,000 Ks to get on the Nullarbor to start feeling that feeling that I was relaxing and calming down and leaving everything behind, sort of. And yeah, it's getting better and better every day now. So it's a beautiful trip. It's an adventure of a lifetime.
What's in that 3,000 Ks, just slowly leaving all that behind, finding space in your head? Was it the space and the moving meditation of just being on horseback that helped that, or was there something else?
I think it's just the fact that you can let go of things. Like when I was on the farm, I was working day and night, 24/7 every day of the year for 20 years almost. Always had customers on my mind, what they wanted, what the world was expecting of me. You know, do this, do that, be careful with this, and it just got too much. I asked way too much of myself. And then when you do a trip like this, you try to let go. But it's easy when somebody says, mate, you need to be happy. Just let it go. It's not that easy. So it takes a long time for your brain to catch up that you actually can let go, and that people don't expect certain things of you, and that you can just be free, really. And walking every day, 30 Ks on a stretch of a few hundred kilometers long that is just straight, and you know, it just opens it up, really. You know, there's not a lot you can do in the beginning. You're thinking a lot and still milling it all over. But afterwards, you're letting that go slowly but surely.
Erwin, I want to know the logistics of how you travel from Western Australia. And as we, you know, it's almost a separate country to us now, being in Western Australia. But you've moved across slowly but surely. What are the logistics of it? You've got a couple of horses, a dog and a truck.
Yes, so we set off with the two horses and the dog, and basically my wife, she drives a truck wherever she can. She will drive 25, 30 Ks every day and drive ahead of me. I will ride it on my horses and walk, and then I will catch up, and we'll have our next camp there. Then in the mountains where that can't happen, then I'm using pack saddles. So I'll be on a week or longer, 10 days on my own, and I'll be just with the two horses, and we'll just be roaming through the mountains with a tent and, you know, all our little gear. And that's total freedom, I guess. Hard work, but total freedom.
Go on.
And on the Nullarbor, we had to pack, obviously, for a long time because there's no feed for the horses or humans, so basically. So we had everything with us for about 2 months. It took us 73 days to cross the Nullarbor stretch.
See anyone else on horseback on your way?
Funny enough, I've seen one other horse person on the road while I was riding.
That's amazing. My guest,
one.
One. My guest this morning, Ewan van Beert, he and his wife have just travelled across Australia. 14 months they've been on the road, horseback, truck, a couple of dogs. Oh, no, one dog, two horses, two humans, yes, and one truck. Any what are your big memorable moments going across in this vast country?
I think it's sometimes the smallest things that get in your mind and are most enjoyable. That's why we're doing it. But obviously there are highlights like the snowy mountains are amazing. You have to work really hard for it. There's some very steep areas. Then you got the big Australian bite where you ride on the side and you have that drop off and the ocean next to you, and it's just amazing. Esperance with the beautiful beaches. It's just, and then obviously it's very, very nice to meet all the friendly people of Australia, because all the farmers that had droughts, all the people that are traveling around, that's one of the definite highlights too.
And the horses. I want to play a song, so I want to leave 2.5 minutes for a song of yours, Ewan, in a moment. But just on the horses, they went from being elite competition horses to these endurance marathon horses. How are they going?
Yeah, they're doing amazing. They amaze me, these horses. I've been a trainer for you know, most of my life, but these guys have amazed me. The stallion, he's won everything. He's state champion with me in WA in the reining. I promised him a different life other than competition. And the other horse that I bought for trail riding business, he didn't get through the vet check. They said he was not good enough, so I bought him. And I want to show people that every horse can do a good job, basically.
Now, you've written a special song. You're raising money for Beyond Blue and Importance, and you've highlighted just that need to really leave that life and really de-stress. Tell us a little bit about this song.
This is a song that I wrote about, you know, getting stuck, basically, just like a lot of people would be. You get in a rut and it's very hard sometimes to see a way out. And this is basically about finding your own way and going your own way, even if it feels like it's hard. It's sometimes the best choice just to go for it.
Oh, and you're just about to head off again tomorrow or today?
Yes, we're going towards Sydney.
Sydney. Oh, well, good luck getting the ponies over the harbour bridge.
No worries, we will.
This is Ewan van Beert. This is your song, I Want to Live. Thanks for joining me this morning, Ewan, and all the best.
No worries, you're welcome. See ya.
Thanks. Ewan and Monique, they're on the road with a guitar as well.
I'm on the same road again that leads me nowhere. Been put here by society. In the street you'll find everything. It feels so safe and it feels so right. I've been here for so long. Got my phone and my TV, my friend, my Facebook and Instagram. And yet I don't know who I am. I'm on the same road again that leads me nowhere. Been put here by society on this road that just never ends. It's paved with stress and anxiety, and they give me some happy pills. They tell you not to stray, 'cause this is the only way.
But so in van Viet, I Want to Live on ABC Radio Canberra, on their horses. If you're going past Hall, you might see them. You might even see them on the roads as they travel by truck and horses and dogs and guitar. What a great story.